Chapter 4. The Rules of the House. Sophie was a bone snatcher, a feeder of monsters. Her home was in a cave far beneath the house on Catacomb Hill. The house itself was only the tip of the island. The rest plunged far beneath the water like the roots of an old tooth. Tunnels folded back against themselves like intestines, nightmare dark and endless, crammed together in a space that shouldn't be able to contain all that distance. Sophie's room was carved straight into the rock. Her bed was a slab worn smooth by hundreds of sleepers. She lay there for what remained of the first night, staring at the ceiling as waves lapped against the other side of the wall. She wouldn't be in this creepy place if sea fever hadn't struck. Before then, people had tolerated the sea creatures. Now everyone was so mad with terror, they wouldn't even turn the taps on. By now, her parents would be boarding one of the last ships to the new continent, clutching the tickets they'd sold her off for. Her mum and dad flickered behind her eyelids like holograms, pulling their trunks behind them as they entered Portsmouth. In a few hours, the land would have disappeared from view. They would sail on while terror squeezed their hearts dry until the great monster-free shores of the new continent rose from the sea. The thought of her parents' ship in the endless grey sea made her hands cold and her eyes blurry. At some point she must have fallen asleep, because when she next opened her eyes, there was light creeping in from upstairs. Sophie sat up quickly, banging her head on the rock and yelping. Scree, hidden behind the doorway, banged his fishing claw against the floor. She said, trying desperately to remember where she was.
"You're late,"
he said grumpily.
"I've got to train you."
"Train me for what?" she said.
"Do you pay attention to anything?"
He shook his head and came hobbling over.
"You don't just chuck rubbish into the water. You've got to know what the sea creatures want that day."